Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello today. Hello, how you doing today? Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I'm Arthur Larry Toombs, live on the Arthur Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. Okay, this morning we'll talk about a lot of things. If you are listening with me this morning, first we want to talk about prayer service, free prayer service. It is free. Prayer service is free. It's always free on my show, you know. But we'll start, let's pray for the world today. We got a lot of things going on in the world today. We got coronavirus. It's still plaguing the nation. Coronavirus is plaguing this nation. We got sickness. We got drug abuse. We got abuse and battle women, homeless, and sickness. We have a lot of things. We have separation and families. We have problems of the world today. And everyone will just pray, you know, that those things will get better today. We pray those things will get better, you know, that God will deliver us from these things and deliver the drug addicts, find them somewhere to stay. You know, a lot of people don't like to deal with drug addicts. A lot of people don't like to deal with them, you know. But I deal with them, you know. So whatever you're going through in your life today, whatever you're going through to your life, just want to tell you one thing: the devil, he don't have no power. The devil don't have no power. And he don't own nothing. He might have power enough to slow you down, but he can't stop nothing. The devil can't stop nothing. You see, I want to read you the Bible scripture. Hold on, let me get it together. Revelation 20:10. Okay, everybody ready? I'll give you time to get there. Get to Revelation 20:10. And the devil who deceived the nation was cast into a lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and false prophets are and will be tormented day and night. See, the devil, he is going to be cast into a lake of fire and brimstone where they false prophets are, you know, and they will be tormented day and night. You know, the devil is going to be thrown into the fire and brimstone. He's going to suffer for what he has done, for deceiving the nation. He's going to suffer for what he has done. So therefore, he don't own anything. You know, be careful about you letting them in to your life, the devil. You know, don't just stay, you know, isolated. Don't just stay isolated because they say the devil mind, idle mind, is the devil's playground. You sit there in the house, you never get out of the house. You never go no place. Then the devil just work on your mind, you know, until you just start believing whatever he say. Don't believe nothing he says. Why would the devil help you out? Say a good word in your favor. Oh, Lucifer, say a good word in your favor. See, he got many tricks. The devil got a lot of tricks. He got a lot of tricks that he use, you know. You can't get caught up in none of his tricks. He himself is going to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and false prophets are, and will be tormented day and night. He himself. So therefore, I'm trying to tell you that he has no power. He has no power, you know, and whatever that you're going through today, you know, get out of the house, walk around the neighborhood, you know, and get that old devil off your mind, them old discerning spirits. That, see, the devil, he wanted to take over heaven. The devil did. He wanted to take over heaven. You know, God wasn't good enough. His head was lifted up. He was a beautiful angel. So since he got iniquity in him and so full of himself that he wanted to take over heaven. And God threw him out of heaven. And he fell to the earth. You know, and the devil, he's very deceitful. Very deceitful. He managed to turn one-third of the angels against God. He turned one-third of the angels against God. So what do you think that he would do for you? What do he think the devil would do for you? You know, never try to take him on by yourself. Never try to take the devil on by yourself. Don't never try to take him on by yourself because he's too powerful. You got to call on God to do that, you know. You got to call on God to handle Lucifer. Lucifer, he, like I'm trying to tell you, he ain't nothing. I just read you where he's going to get thrown into the lake of fire himself. Lucifer is. A lake of fire and brimstone, and he will be tormented day and night. That's Revelation 20:10. If you do not believe me, go back, read Revelation and 20:10. You know, he's no good. Don't be hanging around peoples like him. Don't be hanging around nobody just like him, you know. And like I say, help me pray for drug addicts today. I know some drug addicts are going through a whole lot of things, but a lot of people are giving up on God. A lot of people have, you know, basic thing I can tell you is have God show you the way. Have God show you the way and what he wants you to know. You know, what he wants you to know. That way, you won't be thinking God has left you. God has not left you. He's not left you. The Bible said, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. When the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. See, nothing won't happen if it's not time. If nothing won't happen if it's not time. You cannot get an apple off the apple tree if it's not time to pick that apple. You can pick that apple, but the apple won't be good. The apple won't be right, you know. And so basically what I'm trying to tell you is don't take your eyes off the Lord. If you take your eyes off the Lord, who will help you? Who will help you then? You see, that's one trick Lucifer plays. Well, God, he's not doing nothing for you. God has not done anything for you. God's not doing nothing for you. See, that's the trick that he plays. And I just read to you Revelation 20:10, where he's going to be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. So what do he own? If he's going to be himself, going to be tormented day and night in hell, what do he own? He don't own nothing. You know, devil never going to heaven. His only job is to steal, kill, and destroy. Why would you listen to a thing he has to tell you? Why would you listen to him I mean, it's not like he's a scholar. It's not like he's the president. I mean, not even the president. What I'm asking you is, what does the devil have to offer you? And what I am telling you is that he don't have nothing. He don't have anything. Basically, you sitting around home, you going through a trial. But basically, you're just sitting there. You're just sitting there. And unknowingly, him and his discerning spirits are coming in and talking to you, and you don't know it. You plead the blood of Jesus over Lucifer and his discerning spirits. Plead the blood of Jesus over his spirits. You know, don't just sit there and just take it all in what he got to say. Oh, son, soul, demon, on, hold in grudges. You resist the devil, he will flee. You resist him, he will flee. You react to him, then he has you. The devil, only power that the devil has is what you give him. Only power that Lucifer has is the power that you give him by getting mad. By getting angry, by holding a grudge for somebody. Holding a grudge, unhealthy. Holding a grudge is unhealthy. You holding a grudge for someone who's not thinking about you and going on with their life. You sitting there holding a grudge and hurting yourself. You know, instead of praying things will get better, and holding a grudge for what someone has done to you. If somebody did something to you, they are not going to get away with it because God sees everything. His eyes is on the sparrow. God's eyes is on the sparrow. And if his eyes is on the sparrow, then he sees everything. You know, a man free, God set you free, you're free indeed, but you have to be free in the mind. You, what I'm trying to tell you, you have to be free. You yourself can't be running around listening to nothing nobody else has said about you. What good would it do? What good would that do? It will do you no good, you know. And I know God take a long time to answer your prayers. See, what it is, your time is not God's time. You're on different times. He sees something that you don't see. He sees something that you don't see. You know, he sees something that you don't see. And another thing we would like to talk about this morning on this is the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. I've been running this show 8 years. We've interviewed peoples across the world. We have over 5,522 listeners. And we have done over 121 radio shows. I have done 121 radio shows. In 8 years, basically what I'm trying to tell you is keep on moving. Keep on pushing. Well, I know that you might think that God has forgotten you. Has he forgotten you? No, he has not forgotten you. If I could encourage you, I would tell you to never give up on God. I would tell you to never give up on the Lord. Never give up on him. You know, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please. And then how much faith should you have? Faith of the grain of mustard seed. Because God knows that you will doubt him one day. He made it easy for you to have faith in him He made it easy. You should have more than faith of a grain of a mustard seed when it comes to God. But he just made it easy for you. A small seed, mustard seed, everybody should have that, and that's what he know. You know, he didn't want to lose you, and then he know that you would be tricked by old Lucifer. But like I just read to you, he's going to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and he's going to be tormented day and night. So why would you listen to anything that he had to tell you? Why would you listen to anything that he had to say to you? I mean, if he can't get you, he'll get the next thing close to you. He'll come through a weakness to get you. You know, if you're doing the Lord's will, he'll come in through anybody just to stop you. You know, he never going back to heaven. And I heard heaven is a pretty place. Heaven is a pretty place to go. Do you think he wants you to go? He got to do everything that he has in his power to stop you from going. He's jealous. You know, God, he made him Lucifer. Lucifer's number one, so he's jealous of you. And you need to steer clear of people of his likeness. I'm here to tell you today that he don't own anything. He has nothing. Okay. And I pray for this world today and what we're going through. And I pray for God to regulate, be a mind regulator for the drug addicts, for Brandy, for Torn, for Renee, and all the rest of the ones who the devil making slave out of with his drugs. You know, be a mind regulator and showing that he has no power. Give them the power and strength over him to determine the life around, and not just them, us ourselves. Forgive us our sins, first of all. You know. And once again, you're on the Arthur Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. I am Arthur Larry Toombs. I'm the host. And like I say, we have free prayer service. And whatever that you are going through, you can leave a prayer request for me, and I will pray for you. You can leave it for me. I'm on Facebook, Larry Toombs, LarryToombs. Now, we pray for everybody, and we hope that God say with two of us, we're touching three, and he will make it happen. Our Father in heaven will make it happen. It's, if two of us is on a touching three, if two of us, you know, and everyone, I pray for you, and whatever you're going through, we pray that we see significant change. In the name of Jesus right now. Amen. We pray that he turn it around. We pray for the war going over there. Lord, turn the ships around. We pray for the one who's created it. That we put him in God's hands. You know? We put him in God's hands. You know, look what he did for Paul. Paul was killing people, but God stopped him. Showed him the light. Showed him the light, and he fell off his horse, and God stopped him, and he turned the life over and gave it to God. Changed his name, gave him a different name. Paul Saul, you know, and everyone, we do need donations for this show. And I do have Cash App. Now, I want you to listen very careful about my Cash App, how it is spelled and pronounced. Just like my name is Larry Toombs, Larry Toombs. The only L in Larry and the T in Toombs is capitalized. Only the L in Larry, only the T in Toombs is capitalized. So my Cash App is $ capital L, R-R-Y, capital T, OOMBS, $ Larry Toombs. And don't forget, only capitalize the L, Larry, only capitalize the T, and Toombs. $ Larry Toombs. And Tombs is spelled TOOMBS. You can reach me on Facebook. You can reach me on Facebook. Just go to Author Larry E. Tombs. And just plain Larry Tombs. I have one Facebook page that does not work. And that's Author Larry Earl Tombs that does not work. Better yet, you there's a lot of ways to donate. You can call me. As you want, if you want free prayer service, you can call me too. My number, 314-814-1299. If you want free prayer service, 314-814-1299. Same thing. If you want to donate to the show, if you'd like to donate to this ministry 8-year broadcast, we need coronavirus supplies. We need airtime. They take the air. We need to pay for airtime. We need to find a place for the homeless. Foster abuse and abuse of women, drug addicts. I mean, there's a lot of things that we need that I just can't do by myself. You know, this ministry is too big for just one man. You know, it's too big for one man, you know. And I ran for 8 years, you know. And I am asking the public for help. I need the help. You can, like I say, I can't say it enough. Just cash out $ Larry Tombs. $ capital L, ARRY, capital T, OOMBS. You should have it by now. You should have it by now. Okay, $ Larry Tombs. And if you got a prayer request, call me. Call me the number I gave you, 314-814-1299. You know, we'll talk about it. You know, like I said, don't be sitting in the house thinking about your problems. Get out, walk around. I don't mind. It's devil's playground. And never try to take him on by yourself. Always call on God. That's what you have him for. That's what you have Jesus for. That's what he sent Jesus for. Go with the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over him. And he has to flee. You're sitting around holding grudges with people. Everybody get angry. Well, I'm going to ask you this. What good would it do? What good would it do? It gets you in trouble. That's how the devil gets you, come through weakness. He come through a weakness to get you. So he come through weakness to get you, and he has no power unless you allow him to come through that weakness. He has no power, you know. And we pray for the drug addicts, alcoholics, abuse and battle women that have no control over their life. And they have no control over their life. Been a slave for the drugs. You know, we pray they step in and regulate their minds and turn the things around. Be a mind regulator. And we pray that they do so in the name of Jesus. And everyone, this is Author Larry Tomb. I love you. And God love you too. Now, if you think that God is not with you, he is with you. God is with you. He can't change if you don't change. He can't help you if you angry. He can't help you. He cannot help you if you angry. He cannot help you if you're angry. He cannot even deal with you. When you go to God, leave him at his feet. Before you come to him, leave your problems where they are. And then when you go to God, then you leave him at the foot of Jesus. Leave him right there.
How can he help you? You mad at the world. You can't even listen to him because you mad. You know, clear your mind. Clear your mind, you know. Clear your mind, you know. And you shouldn't be following. Not me listening to Lucifer. I'm listening to nothing that he has to say. He has nothing to say. And everyone, I appreciate you donating to the show. $Cash App me at Larry Toombs. That's LARRYTOOMBS. Everyone, okay, and I pray for you. Hope that we've been a help for you. You know, but like I say, God cannot help you if you don't help yourself. If you don't clear your mind of holding on to grudges of what somebody done to you and move on and stay occupied, stay busy. Stay at home all day, stay busy. The enemy is going to come in like a flood on you. The enemy will come on you like a flood. He will come on you like a flood because you're just in one place. You got your mind idle. You already mad, and he knows that. You have to clear your mind when you come to God. You have to clear your mind. Everyone, I'm Arthur Larry Toombs, Arthur Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. And I thank you for the word of God and listening and praying with me today. And I thank you for your donations. And I thank everyone. If you're just going through a problem and you just cannot make it, give me a call, 314-814-1299. Cash out the show, $ Larry Toombs. Whatever you give would be appreciated. Whatever you give would be more than we had. You know, they took the price up on airtime. We got to pay more for airtime. I cannot help no one. If I do, I'm doing it out of my own pocket. You know, we've been a platform for ministries and authors and for the whole 8 years, we'll continue to do so. Okay. Hope we provide good service for the public. And everyone, this is Arthur Larry Toombs, live from the Arthur Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. Everyone, have a good day. God bless you.